Good morning, Sean. How are you?
Very well. Thanks for joining us. Now, this sounded like, from the description that you have in the paper and from your report, this sounds like an absolutely terrifying experience for the people in the post office in Manorcunningham last year. So what happened in court yesterday? What did we learn?
Well, I'll just take you back to the incident itself. Sean, many people will remember it. It was Manorcunningham Post Office. It was the Saturday morning, the October the 5th, 2014. The three men involved were Noel Lavey and David Knight. They are both 37 and 25-year-old Joseph McMullen. They're all from Derry. So the trio were wearing, they were wearing high visibility vests when they hijacked the Royal Mail van. This was about 9:40 a.m. on the morning question, and then they drove across the border and carried out the raid about half an hour later on the and post outlet. So the postmistress was Kathleen Diver. So she saw one of the men walking past the post office window. He was carrying an axe, so she activated the panic alarm. Then the three men burst into the premises. They were shouting and they were brandishing a number of weapons, including a knife, a hammer, a hatchet and an axe. They smashed the glass screen that Mrs. Diver was sitting behind, and she was able to activate the panic alarm. And actually her husband, William, heard the commotion and he ran into the hairdresser's salon next door and got the proprietor to ring the Gardaí. So, I mean, the Gardaí were alerted pretty quickly as to what was occurring. So Mrs. Diver threw a sum of money at the men. The sum of money just came to just under €3,000. And then they made off in the direction of Calais in the van. And they were attempting, of course, to flee back across the border towards Derry. But the Gardaí were able to bring the van to a halt across the border, or just at the border, using a stinger device. The men then fled the van, but they were apprehended a short time later.
Now, Lauren, the PSNI had already alerted the Gardaí to the fact that this Royal Mail van had been hijacked. So the Gardaí were actually looking for it or aware of it.
That's correct. And, I mean, we were fortunate that that occurred and that people were on the case very soon, because it could have ended up a far worse outcome. And obviously with the use of the van, Judge John Aylmer acknowledged that this was sort of a comical and amateurish element to the case, but obviously that there was nothing comical about the incident, and it was a very serious incident of robbery in which weapons had been used in the most threatening manner. He also said it was fortuitous that most of the money had been locked away, and that the sum of just under €3,000 was relatively small, but this didn't detract from the serious nature of the offence.
Mm. And the postmistress had seen them. She saw them pass the window. So you can just imagine how scared she was. And that's before they came in and before they started to try to smash the window, the glass in front of her.
Mm-hmm. So she was able to activate the panic alarm, as I said, so that got the ball rolling. Neither Mr. and Miss or Mrs. Diver were in court either last week or yesterday for the sentencing. But David Knight and Joseph McMullen, they both took to the stand last week to apologise for what they had done. David Knight said he understood the hurt that he had caused to the couple and that he was really, really sorry. Joseph McMullen also took the opportunity to address the court. He acknowledged that they had been full of drugs that day and they were just looking for money to get more. He said they didn't know what they were doing and that it should never have happened. And Noel Lavey had already apologised to the court because they were apprehended, obviously, that day, and they were brought to Letterkenny District Court on the following Monday. And as I said, the judge heard last week that the incident had not been a master plan but was a harebrained expedition. It was premeditated that morning and following a long night of drug taking as the gang attempted to feed their drug habit.
Did they specifically choose this post office? I mean, they drove from Derry, they passed all the businesses and they went to this post office in Manorcunningham. So they knew something of what they were doing.
Yes, because it would have been, well, it's quite a rural area and they would have been as close to the border as they could be. So they took the opportunity to go somewhere where they could get the money quickly and get back across the border as quickly as possible. But obviously that didn't occur on the day.
And the police, the Gardaí, were actually in pursuit of them once that panic alarm had been set off and once the hairdresser had alerted the Gardaí.
Yes, and they had tried a number of times to halt the vehicle and they eventually managed to do so using the stinger device. And as I say, the three got out of the van and attempted to flee across fields, but they were apprehended a short time later.
Now, talk about those sentences, Lauren, to us.
Yes, so it was a total of 18 years. Some of this was suspended because the trio, they have a total of 317 previous convictions between them.
317 convictions?
Yes. One of the Noel Labby, he has 95 for burglary, road traffic offences, criminal damage. David Knight also has 96 previous convictions, including 27 for burglary and 48 for road traffic offences.
Are these in the north?
Yes, they're all in the north. While McMullen has 126, including 7 for assaulting a police officer and 71 for road traffic matters and 10 for theft.
Lauren, can those convictions be taken into consideration in the state?
Oh, they were definitely with regard to the sentences that they got, because each of them were jailed for 6 years. Noel Labby and McMullen, they were jailed for 6 years, but the final three years were suspended in their case, and also Knight was handed a 6-year sentence with the 2 years suspended. But obviously the three have been in custody since last October, since the incident occurred, so that was taken into account. So they've already served a year in that respect.